Chapter 8. Osiris Base.
You have to admit, said old Henri, this sounds pretty ridiculous.
Wagid bit his lip and nodded.
Why do you think we waited until we were all face to face to tell you?
The Osiris team had gathered in the dining room after securing Mikhail in his room. During the trip back, Kali had run the footage from Anubis and their helmet cameras into a single file. They'd played it for the crew three times, now on the large screen. It reset to the start, her helmet camera view of Mendez starting to move on the ground.
It looks like that ancient film Jake showed at Halloween last year, said Thomas. What was it, Return of the Living Dead?
Jake shook his head.
They're fucking real, believe me.
We were hoping Paxton would have her high-res satellite pics done by now,
Wagid said. Izmi shook her head.
I think she hoped for the same thing. She's still bitching to people Earthside about losing her time slot during an unprecedented lunar dust storm. Maybe in another 6 or 7 hours.
I'm really hoping you all don't want to wait that long to get out of here, Wagid said. What'll convince you all to leave as soon as possible?
I'm convinced, said Izmi. If you believe it, I believe you.
She squeezed his hand. He squeezed back.
This isn't a hazing thing, is it?
Tessa asked.
I think if it is, you should tell us now.
Wagid blinked at her.
What?
I've heard sometimes the new caretakers get hazed. Maybe this is all just a game to see if we'll panic and freak out?
Across the table, Callie shook her head.
Unless part of the game is Arturo Mendez surviving in a vacuum and Mikhail having a nervous breakdown, I don't think so. Mikhail's acting like he had a breakdown,
said Tessa.
He could just be in on it.
Thought you were the smart one,
Jake said.
You think we wasted hundreds of man-hours and brought services to a halt just to see if we could make two women cry?
It makes more sense than saying dead people have crawled out of their graves and are walking on the moon. Honestly, none of this makes any sense, said Megan. If these things are making the dust cloud, they'd have to be moving at 35 or 40K an hour. It looks like Mendez and those other ones had trouble walking.
Henri nodded.
And how could they have overwhelmed two bases so quickly that the crews couldn't do anything?
Well, Mendez got away, said Callie. And Christine at Hades sent out a warning, but we all wrote it off as a hoax.
Daniel nodded.
Because of people walking around drunk in a vacuum.
The point is, Megan said, in 20-odd hours, they walked almost 250 kilometers from Hades past Aaron. How can they be on foot and move as fast as a buggy?
On foot, said Thomas, and without spacesuits. Jake threw up his hands.
If you really want to know, they'll be here tomorrow and you can ask them.
We need to figure out what we're doing, folks,
Wagid said.
Jake and Callie and I know what's coming. I need to know if we've got your help.
Tessa looked at Callie.
You're really serious about all this?
It was confirmation, not a question. Callie nodded.
Okay, said Tessa. I'm in.
Daniel shook his head.
I don't know if I can believe in the dead rising, but I believe you.
I believe you too,
said Anna. Thomas shrugged and nodded once. Megan did the same.
Fine, said old Henri. I'm in.
Jake blinked.
Really?
The old man puffed a little air out through his nose.
Like Daniel said, I believe the three of you believe what you're saying. You're either telling the truth or you need serious help. Either way, we need to get you to Luna City.
Wagid closed his eyes and let out a short breath.
Okay then, here's the plan.
Everyone take 10 minutes to pack up any personals you need to bring. Then Daniel, Jake, Megan, and Anna will get all three buggies loaded and prepped. Make sure they're fully charged and ready to go. Callie and Tessa, you make sure we've got food and water stocked for everyone.
What about the rest of us?
Asked Henri.
What about Mikhail?
Asked Tessa. Wagid scratched the back of his head.
He's not doing too well,
said Jake with a glance at Megan.
We may want to keep him restrained for now. There's a stretcher in one of the storage lockers, right?
She nodded.
It's got straps on it?
Yeah, Megan said. But they're only meant to keep someone steady while you move them, not for, you know, holding them down.
Strap's a strap, said Jake. Just matters what side of it his arms are on.
Wagid nodded.
Izmi, Henri, Thomas, I want you with me when I call Sheriff Gordon. Once we're done, get your stuff packed and meet up with everyone else at the buggies.
You still haven't told Gordon?
Said Thomas. Wagid shrugged.
Osiris was closer and more urgent. And if I couldn't convince all of you, what luck am I going to have with him?
Fair point, said Henri.
He sure wasn't going to believe me with half a dozen people behind me looking at me like I'm nuts.
Come on, Wagid, said Gordon from the screen. You can't expect me to believe this.
I know it sounds crazy, Sam. I probably wouldn't believe it if I hadn't been there.
Wagid glanced over his shoulder. Izmi set a hand on his arm.
Are you sure this isn't one of Jake's practical jokes? Asked Gordon. Maybe he projected it out a window or something, just to mess with you?
I sent you the file. Does it look like a movie to you?
The sheriff shook his head.
I don't know. Maybe. How many of these things are we talking about?
Wagid stared at his desk for a moment.
There's no way to be sure. We only saw a few hundred, but if all the clients in Hades are moving, there could be over a million of them.
There was a brief silence while the number sank in.
Shit,
muttered Gordon. One hand rubbed the bridge of his nose. The other one fiddled with something from his desk, a shell for an old shotgun that he spun over and over in his fingers.
You didn't see the Hausman kid?
No, we didn't see him, Wagid said. We barely made it halfway to Aaron. There's a small army of those things heading this way. Hausman is the least of our worries.
They're probably all dead, said Henri. Hey, snapped Gordon.
He pointed at Henri through the screen.
Don't even say shit like that over the web until we know otherwise for a fact the kid is alive and waiting to be rescued.
Gordon, Wagid began. He tried to keep the sigh out of his voice and failed. We don't have time for this.
You've seen the dust cloud, said Izmi. Have you ever even heard of something like that happening here?
No, but it still doesn't prove anything, said Gordon. And it won't until Paxton gets her images.
Wagid pulled up a map of the moon showing the bases and the dust cloud. He flicked it through the screen to Gordon.
Have you heard from Christine or Tony?
No, but that could be anything. Hell, maybe a meteor took out a relay tower somewhere between here and there.
Have you seen a report of a strike anywhere near a tower?
We wouldn't get a report if it took out the tower.
Are there any signs there's a tower out?
The sheriff took in a breath and spun the shotgun shell between his fingers again.
We can't get any signal from Hades or Aaron. Not even basic life support or LPS signals.
He raised a finger.
I'm not saying they're all dead. I'm just saying right now, I can't absolutely confirm they're all alive.
Look, Sam, said Wagid.
At this point, it doesn't matter what you believe. I'm declaring Osiris unsafe. We're abandoning the base and coming to Luna City. What happens after that is up to you.
Gordon spent several long seconds studying something just off camera.
I get you're scared, Wagid. I do. You're scared enough, I half believe you. Look at it from my end, though. The CEO's kid's gone missing, but instead of finding him, you come back with a story about some kind of vampire army or something, and your only proof is some jerky video, a comms failure, and a dust cloud.
I think technically they'd be zombies,
murmured Thomas.
There's also four eyewitnesses, Izmi said.
One of whom has a history of elaborate practical jokes, and one you say can barely talk.
Because he's in shock.
Gordon shook his head.
This isn't just a career ender. This means all of us going back to Earth and spending the rest of our lives in padded rooms, if we're lucky.
He caught the shotgun shell between his fingertips, then flicked it away. It soared away out of sight.
You're not going to order an evacuation, said Waqid.
Not without real proof. I can't risk it. For any of our sakes, I'm sorry.
I think you're going to be.
I guess we'll see.
Thomas suddenly jerked his head to the hallway.
What's up?
Murmured Ismi. He wrinkled his brow. Did anyone else just hear somebody banging on something?